right. This is our new feature on the TSP annual participant statement. Now, this is the participant statement that most people get through the mail. Some have declined to receive it through the mail. They still get it via their website. It's there for them to take a look at. And we encourage everybody to look at their annual participant statement. It's worth it once a year to go in and take a look and make sure that that things are still going the way you want them to go. At any rate, our big introduction on this iteration of our annual statement is the TSP lifetime payment. And this is a change for us. As you know, we've been highlighting up until now how you can accumulate funds in the TSP by putting more in yourself, by making sure that you pick up the matching contributions, and then through the eighth wonder of the world, compound earnings.
Magic. Yeah.
Yes, your account continues to grow. But it's all toward a purpose. And the purpose, of course, is that this will be the value of the funds in your TSP account will be one of your sources of income in retirement. The other two sources of income from your federal employment in retirement is your FERS basic benefit and your and Social Security coverage for those employees who have been hired since 1983. You put the three of them together, and that is how you now build a solid federal retirement income for the entire period of your retirement.
And it's so this, in effect, is almost like a dashboard. It tells you, essentially, are you on track to have the amount that you think you need when you retire?
That's exactly right. The other two sources, the basic benefit and the Social Security amount, are fairly well known. You know, it's fairly simple calculation. Well, federal is Social Security a little more complicated. But people have had a tendency to think of the TSP as just an account balance. So what we have done is convert that account balance that you're showing as of the end of the year in your account, and we have made you 62 years old, if whether you are 62 or not, or older. If you are older than that, we use your real age, and then convert into what the monthly payment would be to you if your account balance were used to purchase an annuity from the TSP, of annuity.
And you mentioned it a little bit, but how do you take into account future contributions that you may make to your TSP? Because that can change. I mean, you've talked about your situation. You have kids in college, so you've reduced your TSP contributions. If you do that, how do you project that forward to age 62?
Absolutely, yes, we do. We give three examples in the highlights this month, which is the newsletter that accompanies the participant statement, showing both people in mid-career and someone who is retired and how their account balance would grow. There is a calculator on the website that you can use. It directs you how to get there so that you can just plug in what you expect your future contributions to be, what you expect your future earnings to be. Now, that's obviously a bit of a guess, but it can be an informed guess at this point. And so it totals all of that up for you, and then you come out with the estimated lifetime payment.
And so this would seem to be more for people in maybe their 50s. If you're just starting and you've just started contributing to your TSP, you're probably not thinking much about retirement, but you're also this kind of thing doesn't speak to you as much.
You're probably right, Chris, and that's one of the things that I like about the TSP, because at different points in your career, it means something different to you. At the beginning, it's just it's the choice between buying the new Camaro or starting to save for your retirement. As you go on in your work career, move up the ladder a little bit, start making a little bit more money, that tax break really makes a difference for young people as they get into the mid-grades, trying to raise a family, meet all of the expenses that they have through that. that period. And then, of course, as you get older, you start thinking about the it as a source for your retirement income. So at each stage, there are different things that people think about the TSP and focus in on. So this is one, you're probably right, for the people who are getting a little bit long in the tooth, as they say.
Well, and it's interesting because I was on this Victorian honeymoon over the last 2 weeks, cruising through the Panama Canal with my in-laws and my parents, and we were talking. My mother-in-law is just retired from Montgomery County school teacher, and in retirement she goes, oh my goodness, you know, I sort of anticipated that all of a sudden the amount of money that I spend would just drop up, but it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes this can cause you to think about, hold on, what am I going to do when I retire?
Right, exactly.
And the other thing was, there was this futurist talking about how people are just living longer, so you need to think about that in terms of how much you put aside.
That's right, and what your plans are for retirement.
Yeah.
You know, do you plan as your mother-in-law is traveling with you? And I know a lot of people have that in their plans. Others might want to do community work or that dream job, the greeter at the Walmart.
Right.
There are a lot of options out there.
Now, for the lifetime payment, people don't need to do anything. This comes automatically in your statement, right?
That's correct. Unless they want to make the projection, then they can go in and make their own projection if they want to add more money to their account and see how it will fit in ultimately with their retirement plans. You do have to do a little bit of work to do that. But we do the work for you on the amount that you have already accumulated and tell you just how much in monthly earnings that or monthly payments that would provide to you.
And if you do want to do that, you go through the My Account part of the TSP.gov?
That's correct.
Yeah, and it will walk you through how you get it all done. Tom Trabuco is the Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. They're the people who run your TSP.